Show on LBC. Rob has made it very clear that lockdown won't end or even be eased until we have passed the peak of the coronavirus crisis. Now, the question is, how do we measure that and when is it going to be? Well, earlier on, I spoke to Dr. Kit Yates, senior lecturer at the Department of Mathematical Sciences at the University of Bath, a specialist in the mathematical modelling behind pandemics. And I started by asking him, when are we likely to reach the peak?
It's interesting. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that we're getting close to that. Number of cases are starting to slow down, certainly. We are, instead of doubling number of cases every 3 to 4 days, which is what we were doing early on, we're now doubling every around 8 days in terms of the number of cases. And then in terms of the number of deaths, it seems that we're also slowing down a little bit. So we are having a period where cases are sort of seeming to flatten off, although it's really difficult to tell. There's going to be a delay in terms of the number of deaths compared to the number of cases when it starts to slow down. But yeah, evidence is suggesting that we're getting close to the peak, but it's not clear, and it won't be clear for another few weeks until we're actually over that peak.
And we measure the number of cases effectively by the numbers going into hospital.
So partly through numbers going into hospital. Hospital admissions is one way of doing that, but also we're testing people who aren't going into hospital. The problem is that we're not really testing a sufficiently high proportion of the population to get a true picture of what's going on. So cases aren't always the best measure. Actually, death seems to be a better measure of how much we're able to slow the spread of this disease down.
Now, looking at these death figures, you know, they're very specific. They're people who are dying in hospital. Is there not quite a considerable time lag for those that have died in old people's homes, nursing homes, died at home? It seems to me we could be some way behind with these figures.
Absolutely. There's definitely a lag, which is why we really need to wait a few weeks to see whether we're actually over this peak or not. Certainly, we're not recording many of the deaths that are occurring in the community, in care homes and in people's homes. And it's also important to say that there's a really long time lag between someone getting the disease and eventually succumbing to the disease, if that's what happens. It takes a few days to start to show symptoms, and then maybe a week before you start to have the breathlessness, and then maybe a few days before you go into hospital, and then a few days before you go into the ICU, and then a few days more until you either recover or unfortunately die. So it could be a month between starting getting the infection and actually dying from it. So there's a huge lag, and we need to take that into account when we're thinking about, have we passed the peak or not?
And finally, the big question, do you support extending the lockdown?
It's not really for me to say whether I support it. I think that the mathematical modelling is suggesting that the lockdown needs to be extended. The ways we're going to get out of lockdown, well, there's a couple of different possibilities. If we could develop a vaccine and vaccinate everyone, that'd be great, but that's not going to happen for a year. In fact, what we need to do is think about how we can deal with this practically. One thing that mathematical modelling is suggesting is we need to reduce the cases down to almost zero so that we can then trace any new people that have the disease, trace all their contacts and really aggressively follow up all these cases to make sure there is no second flare-up. The other alternative is to increasingly or alternatingly have periods of tightening or loosening the restrictions, but of course that's going to be really difficult to implement. So I think the best mathematical modelling, the best evidence we have at the moment, is that we need to keep this lockdown going for at least the next few weeks.
And this particular virus, how different is this to a big outbreak of winter flu?
It's significantly different, firstly in terms of the case fatality rates. The number of people who get the disease who actually end up dying is much higher with COVID-19, and also in terms of its transmissibility. One of the really big things that is a problem with COVID-19 is that we have this asymptomatic period where people are not showing symptoms but can still spread the disease around, and that's really, really difficult to deal with. We can't isolate people unless we know that they've got the disease, which is why testing is going to be such an important part of any strategy which eventually gets us out of the lockdown. But yeah, it's much more serious than the winter flu. There are far more serious complications, and it's actually just a much more transmissible disease, which means that far more people could end up getting it if we don't take serious actions.
Well, that was Kit Yates, senior lecturer at the Department of Mathematical Sciences at the University of Bath and a mathematical modeller. And he did make the point very clearly in response to my question that when it comes to the official numbers died, which is just under 10,000, but there's quite a lot more than that that have died in nursing homes, at home, that have not yet been added into the figures. And there is a general feeling that we're getting somewhere near the peak of this. Some people think, as Carol Sikora did earlier, that we're there. Others think we're very, very close. But we've got to have this debate about how we ease and how we ease without risking a huge new transmission of this virus. I'm a sole trader builder, Nigel. The government must...